Left hand. Sugar is beside that. White is to the right. Sweeteners are to the left.
What about milk?
I've got milk right here. Make sure you got milk is to the right as well. Creamers are to the left. There you go. Perfect. You're welcome. Thank you.
I do once in a while. I wouldn't buy it, but if I'm at a restaurant and...
Too rich.
Yeah, it's very rich. If I'm at a restaurant and there's cream, then I'll have cream in my coffee for a change. Or my brother drinks cream, so if I'm at his place, I'll have a cream in my coffee. Yes? That would be a good idea.
So what's in a latte? Is it frothy milk?
Yes.
Now, Ben told me he spent like $800 on his cappuccino machine.
Goodness.
And I thought, why do people have these cappuccino machines? I mean, I guess it's cheaper than going out all the time.
I guess so.
Still, and I guess he makes a lot of money. I'd be happy if I made that much money. But then, it must be fun putting people to sleep.
Is he a hypnotherapist? Oh!
Hey, I could be a hypnotherapist.
You have to go to school for that, hon.
Carrie's a hypnotherapist.
That would be fun.
What could I go to school for that I'd like? Dorothy told me to go to school.
Yes, so you can be intellectually stimulated for $35,000 a year. That's right. It would still be fun to be a hypnotherapist, though.
Harry gave Brian this really fun one, and I just taken this really long nap. And so he's one of them, kind of relaxed and go to sleep. And so I started to listen to it, and I'm like, they're giving a goofy move, but this is doing nothing to make me relax. I'm analyzing what he's saying, and I think he's doing awesome. It wasn't because it was him, it was just the metaphors and stuff. And
all right, latte here.
Oh, fabulous.
In front of your left hand, handles towards you.
Got it, thank you.
Lady Chef's menu tonight. I've got Bocconcini Capri salad. So that's like sliced bocconcini and the seasonal chopped tomatoes, basil cheese, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and fresh chopped basil. I've got Dave's Blackened Salmon Salad.
Oh,
so it's a pan-seared Atlantic salmon, lightly blackened, and it's on mixed greens with the black olives, cucumbers, tomatoes, and a sherry vinaigrette dressing. Or I've also got a chicken and shrimp jambalaya, a Bocconcini sausage, and it's on like tomato-infused rice with spinach and homemade cornbread.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know if any of that catches your eye, otherwise I know you're used to some of our traditional stuff too.
I'm getting the jambalaya.
The jambalaya, there we go. Perfect, good choice.
Let's see. I'm going to offer you traditional stuff that I'm putting up in the lab. So,
sure. What are we looking for? Burgers, salads? I think, what do you have before? The burgers, a smoked salmon club? Turkey focaccia?
Let's see, I liked your burgers.
I have those three available. The Canadian burger with the peppercorn crusted female bacon and the cheese. The jalapeno one. I think you had the jalapeno last time.
Yes, I did. What's that one?
That's the one with the Frank sauteed red onions and jalapenos with the red ale mustard. And you had onion rings.
Okay.
Good memory, huh?
Yes,
that's incredible.
That's amazing.
I had to think for a second. I'm like, that's right. Jalapeno sirloin burger with rings. Because there was a ring that was hiding on the plate that you missed.
Yes. Wow. And then your third burger is?
The third one is the Duke burger. That's the one with the big crispy rings. It's got mozzarella cheese, bacon, secret sauce, so with lettuce, tomatoes, and onions.
Let's see. What about salads?
Yep. A We've got the large Duke salad, which is very similar to a Greek, with a homemade poppy seed balsamic. Of course, a Caesar. The beet and pear, which is a sweet Asian pears, fresh beets, spring mix, goat's cheese, balsamic vinaigrette, Parmesan shavings, and walnuts. Or the steak salad, and it's very similar to the Duke salad, but with grilled sirloin steak and a poppy seed balsamic dressed with mandarin oranges. And you can do chicken, salmon, shrimp, or steak to any salad.
Let's see. I think I might go for...
You can do the burger with a salad, too. Instead of fries or whatever. So let's get your best of both worlds. Up to you.
Yeah, so I can do burger with a Caesar salad or something like that?
Yep. Or a Duke salad or the beet and pear salad. Yeah.
Okay.
Any of the three.
Yeah, you know what? I think I might do the jalapeno burger with... I think I might do it with a Caesar salad.
Sure. Jalapeno burger Caesar and a jambalaya?
Yes, please.
Ladies, you're rocking. I'll be right back.
Thank you're rocking as well. Kim, is the sugar still here?
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. I'm going to have to steal some.
FaceTime audio
call. Oh, yes, you found it. Excellent. I adore jambalaya. Oh my gosh, I haven't had a good jambalaya for years. Julia should be here. She would love that. Hey, Julia, this is what you get for not visiting. Yes, I am mean. I'm aware of this.
You are mean. It's fun to be mean,
very strong espresso and steamed milk, frothy milk. I think I played that. Oh, I remember that game.
Properly.
I remember that too.
I was like, damn it, Brit, it doesn't work.
You and I had the same basic games, I think.
Yes.
All right, dessert. The chef's got a special. I've got a hot fudge brownie, or I've got a gluten-free chocolate cake. Caramel apple cheesecake, which is rolled in light filo pastry and quickly fried with ice cream, or creme brulee. One of everything, bring it out slowly.
The chocolate-iest thing would be the brownie, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
How much is that one?
$6.
You get what you like. I'm stuffed. I'll have to pass on dessert, unfortunately.
Okay, so the hot fudge brownie is like with ice cream?
Yep. Okay. Bring an extra fork. You might be able to help out.
Let's see. I think, and then the gluten-free chocolate cake.
Yep, it's a basically a chocolate ganache cake. Homemade.
Oh, you'd love that.
That's chocolatey too, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think is that a darker chocolate?
Yep.
I'll get that one, please.
Sure, chocolate ganache cake. Yes. I'll bring 2 forks to share.
Thanks.
Well, when I get together with Nicola, I get more brownies.
Yay!
Well, she hasn't been obnoxious like me. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna do that one. How can anything be a food? Why can't it be a butter tart? Why does it have to be a food cake?
I'll remember that next time. When something goes wrong, I'll say, my computer is being a butter tart.